And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 25th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Biscay, Fitzroy and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 18.00. Low 200 miles west of Shannon, 997 expected, southwest Shannon, 989 by 18.00 Wednesday. New low expected west Lundy, 986 by same time. Low northern German Bight, 994 moving away steadily northeastwards. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, backing northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. South Utsira, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest veering north or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming west 4 to 6, then variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. German Bight, Humber, Thames. West becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, thundery later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 in north. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly or cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time except in north. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4 at first, except in West Sole. Otherwise, cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, except in Lundy. Rain or showers, becoming thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in south, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 later in northwest, Bailey. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, north northeast 4, 19 miles 1004, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 3, 16 miles 1004, falling slowly. Lerwick, north 4, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Wick automatic, west 2, 14 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 2, 19 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Lookers, northwest by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1,001, falling slowly. Boomer, west, northwest, 4, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Bridlington, west, southwest, 3, 1,000, steady. Sandetti light vessel automatic, west by north, 4, 11 miles, 1,005. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west, 3, 1,005, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest 2, 19 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Scilly automatic, west by north 3, 22 miles, 1,006, now rising. Milford Haven, west by south 3, more than 38 miles, 1,005, now rising. Aberporth, southwest 3, 35 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Valley, west northwest 2, 32 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west 5, recent rain, 2 miles, 1002, now rising. Valencia, east northeast 2, 27 miles, 1004, falling. Ronald's Way, west by south 2, 22 miles, 1002, now falling. Malin Head, north 5, 11 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, north 2, more than 38 miles, 1003, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 24th of September. The general situation. An area of low pressure will move across the Celtic Sea towards England and Wales during the course of Wednesday, and this will bring strengthening winds to southwestern coastal areas. All parts will see either showers or longer spells of rain. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then east or northeast, 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less, then northeast, 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 3 or less, then east or northeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable, 3 or less, then east or northeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, then rain for a time later. Good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 2 to 4, backing south 4 to 6, veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest 3 or 4, backing south 4 to 6, then veering west or southwest again later. Rain or showers, perhaps becoming thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps becoming thundery. Good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east 3 to 5, then backing northeast later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, northwesterly at first and far south, otherwise northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, cyclonic becoming northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, veering easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north 3 to 5, veering east or northeast 2 or 3, then increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate later in south. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, North veering northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles, north or northeast 4 to 6, backing north or northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
The conceptual artist Marina Abramović is renowned for putting her own body on the line with works that are often feats of pain and endurance. And as for her creative influences, well, there she takes issue with the very format of our programme.
The work comes from life. I hate word influence because I don't think that anything influenced my work. You set up this program and I have to call influence. I will do everything to destroy this idea. There's no influence.
It is quite an extraordinary interview. Marina Abramović talking to me, John Wilson, on This Cultural Life tomorrow morning at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, that brings us to the end of the day here on Radio 4. As ever, we'll be handing over to the BBC World Service in just a moment. Thank you for listening with me tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House, wishing you a quiet and peaceful night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Toronto and Hong Kong. Coming up on the programme, we'll catch up with China's share markets after the central bank's major reform package to revive the economy. Is it going to work? Also today, Lebanon under renewed Israeli bombardment and flights to the region beginning to shut down. Also, is the US headed for a shutdown of its major ports as the longshoremen go on strike? The company whose computer update crashed the global system is hauled in front of the US Congress. And no more cash in hand. Is the wallet on the way out as we pay by card and phone? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Israeli military and Hezbollah have continued to trade heavy fire across the Israel-Lebanon border, defying international calls for a de-escalation in the current conflict, which has seen hundreds of people killed. Hugo Pacheco reports from Beirut.
Across southern Lebanon, there were fresh Israeli airstrikes and more rockets from Hezbollah into northern Israel. And for a second day, congested roads in southern Lebanon with thousands more people on the move, fleeing north to get away from the Israeli attacks. The IDF said it had killed Ibrahim Kubaisi, a commander of Hezbollah's missile and rocket forces. Later, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attacks would continue.
Iran's new president Masoud Pezeshkian has made his first address to the UN General Assembly. He used his speech to accuse Israel of fanning the flames of war in the Middle East. This report from Nada Taufik in New York.
President Masoud Pezeshkian condemned what he called Israeli crimes against humanity in Gaza and state terrorism over the last few days in Lebanon. Strikes there that Israel says target the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah have killed more than 500 people. He said Israel's actions could not go unanswered and the responsibility for the consequences of the escalation in Lebanon would be borne by countries who have thwarted all global efforts to end the violence. While its relations with the West have deteriorated, Iran's leader said he was ready to revive the 2015 nuclear deal and negotiate on all remaining issues.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has said he hopes to travel to Tehran as early as October for talks on Iran's nuclear program. Rafael Grossi was speaking after meeting the Iranian foreign minister on the sidelines of the General Assembly. He said he saw an expressed willingness to re-engage in a more meaningful fashion. But Mr. Grossi noted Iran